not the horn quartet, as you probably can tell. The piece we're about to play was not included in the program due to some unforeseen mishap of communication. But my name is John Hagstrom, one of the trumpet teachers here, along with Matt Lee. And today is designed to be a sort of a showcase for the DePaul faculty, both as players and as colleagues working together in the excellent environment that is the DePaul School of Music. And we're very excited and grateful that you spent your afternoon with us today. Hope many of you took part in the clinics that preceded this concert. And the piece we're going to open with is the Capriccio No. 1 by Johann Vierdanck, who lived in the 17th century. And we'll be playing on the, I thought it was written for cornetto. These will be done on the A piccolo trumpet.
To our first of, I hope, many DePaul Brass Days. For those of you who were here this morning, I hope it was enjoyable and informative. And it was a good chance for all of you to meet our brass faculty. Today's program was announced at two different times. There was one announcement at 2 and one announcement at 3, so we split the difference and now we're starting at 2:30. Hopefully to accommodate the people who might have come at 3 o'clock, arriving a little early. So what we've done at the beginning of the program is added a couple of our student groups that I hope you'll enjoy. A couple of years ago, well actually December of 2000, the DePaul Wind faculty presented a concert at the hall across from Midwest Bank. And it was not connected with Midwest Bank Clinic, but it was a huge success of everyone seeing our Wind faculty. A great CD of that was made, and there's a number of them back there that are free for anyone who would like to have them. And it was just a wonderful concert of all our brass faculty and recent alumni. I think we have an unusual faculty here. Brass players in that everyone plays and teaches. There's a very good tradition. It's a very supportive atmosphere. It's very supportive for the faculty and for the students. And I hope that if any of you want more information on the school, one of our performers today, as you'll see, will be Ross Beecraft, who is
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be doing the last two movements of Michael Tippett's Quartet for Horns. And along with Greg Flint, the other horn faculty member, we have Odo Carrillo and Dan O'Connell, who are both alums of DePaul University. So, Michael Tippett's Horn Quartet, movements 3 and 4. Say a brief word about the piece we're about to play. Samuel Scheidt wrote this canzone in the 17th century and features four instruments, originally for cornetto, and now played on trumpet. And this is a kind of a unique combination of personnel here. And this is what you see representing is the trumpet faculty of DePaul, and historically so, as Ralph Beecraft, who taught here since 1976, and now is the director of admissions. And, but we all work together very, very carefully to make the best possible experience for all the students, and both in the jazz and classical veins. And Bob Wark does a fantastic job with the jazz ensembles. If you're not already familiar with that, he just has a new album coming out, which is just something you need to listen to. And anyway, we have the good opportunity, not very often, but valuable experience now to play together the Scheidt Canzone.
Thank you. Thank you.
and arranged for a brass ensemble, originally for a San Francisco symphony-based brass ensemble led by Floyd Cooley, by a gentleman named Robert Elkier. And this is also one of his arrangements. It'll be our finale to this inaugural Brass Day at DePaul University. And this is going to be an up-tempo swing classic by Duke Ellington entitled It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. But let's give a hand to this group of people, especially Mr. Floyd Cooley. This not only represents the best of what DePaul University has to offer in brass faculty, this represents the best of Chicagoland brass playing. So let's give these guys a hand. They're working hard for us. You've already noticed there's a number of CDs for sale out there in the lobby, all different types of music, brass chamber music, jazz music. These are really important players, and it's, I think, hopefully been a wonderful experience for all of you DePaul students and non-DePaul students to see what we're really all about here. One more time, this is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And actually, this is going to feature Fred quite a bit. Way too much for a brass concert, but he's pretty good. So here we go. Thank you.
much, and once again, a hand to Mr. Floyd Cooley sitting back there. He organized everything. Thank you.
Good afternoon.